This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, May 31st. God's word to you today is Life Light. Our scripture reading is taken from John 1 verse 4 and it says, "The word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought light to everyone." Dabar, God's word, gives life, and that life brings light. It is not the other way round. We would like to have his light first, before we put life into a situation. But God puts his life, and his life brings light. In Genesis 1, it says, "In the beginning, the earth was without form and void." God's life entered into the situation. The Spirit of the Lord hovered. Then God said, "Let there be light," and his life brought light. God's life in us is what brings light into our situations. The reason the Word must become flesh is when the Word becomes flesh, God's life becomes a part of us and light comes into our situations. This concept is consistent in the wisdom books that John is heavily rooted in. Job 33, verses 28-30 says, "God rescued me from the grave, and now my life is filled with light. He rescues them from the grave, so that they may enjoy the light of life." Psalm 36, verse 9 says, "For you are the fountain of life, the light by which we see." It is the life of God that brings light, whatever the situation you're facing, in your finances, in your health, in your spiritual life, in your relationships, it can bring the life of God in. There will be light. If you can bring the life of God in, darkness will recede, because in him was life, and that life was the light of men, and that light shines in darkness. John shows us that Jesus alone is eternal life. John 3 verses 14 to 15 says, "And as Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him will have eternal life." Then he goes to say, "For God so loved the world, he gave us his begotten Son." John 3:36 says, "And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment." Please read John 4, verses 13 to 14. John 5, verse 24 says, "I tell you the truth. Those who listen to my message and believe in God who sent me have eternal life. They will never be condemned for their sins, but they have already passed from death into life." John 1, verse 45 says, "In him was life, and the life that was the light of men." The light shines in darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. This is according to the King James Version and the New Living Translation. The light of your life, from the life of God in you, will shine in darkness, and darkness will never extinguish it. Say amen. It is the life that brings light, and it is that light that overcomes darkness. Throughout history, the kingdom of darkness has tried to kill the church of Jesus. They have rallied all their powers and forces. Powerful kings and kingdoms have persecuted the church, killed people, fed people to lions, shut down churches. There have been attacks on churches from without and from within. But guess what? They failed, and they will keep failing in the name of Jesus. Every kingdom that tried to extinguish the church expired, and the church continued. The Roman Empire collapsed. The church is still alive today, with over 3 billion members all over the world. It is a futile effort trying to stop the church. It is unstoppable. Let us pray. Father, I rejoice at the unstoppable performance of your word in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.